From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Brian Hubert is reporting for the Daily Freeman that a Verizon landline outage continued to affect police and fire departments in the region on October 3rd. As of mid-afternoon that day, the company had yet to provide a specific timeline for when the issue would be resolved. Saugerties Police Department Chief Joseph Sinagra said the outage has impacted callers trying to call the police and fire departments using a 10-digit number in Ulster, Dutchess, and Orange counties since October 2nd. The service did return later that evening, only for it to go down again the next day. Sinagra said the outage has not affected his department's ability to respond to emergency calls. Authorities continue to encourage everyone to call 911 for emergencies. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting it remains unclear who sanctioned three flights carrying immigrants into Orange County Airport in the village of Montgomery last week. Approximately 25 teenagers under the age of 17, mostly girls, boarded a chartered bus at the airport. The bus was then stopped by local and state police in the village after a pilot reported seeing activity at the airport alleged to be suspicious. Sources told Mid-Hudson News that Homeland Security was involved with the flights, but a federal official with that agency denied it. Then on October 1st, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services emailed a statement to Mid-Hudson News. The statement read, and I quote, "Children under the age of 18 who arrive at the southwest border without a parent or legal guardian are placed in the care of vetted sponsors by the Office of Refugee Resettlement while they await their immigration proceeding. This is done in close coordination with each vetted sponsor who is agreeing to care for the child and is mandated by long-standing legal requirements that have existed under multiple administrations to provide safe, appropriate care to unaccompanied children during the time they are in our care," end quote. In a strangely worded explanation, former Montgomery Mayor Bill Smith said, and I quote, "It has been said that the occupants of the local airplane shipments are being bused to a City of Newburgh church basement for shelter and further distribution, as well as the city of Middletown," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle that the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection on October 3rd was investigating the source of an oil slick on the Housatonic River. The source of the pollution was believed to be located north of the Elm Street Bridge in Pittsfield, where the slick was first seen last week. Three members of the DEP's emergency team were present October 3rd, looking down at the river where the sheen of some type of fuel could be seen. Pittsfield resident Maria Vasquez was taking a walk along Elm Street on September 30th when she spotted something in the river she had never seen before. Vasquez, who is familiar with the area near the road bridge where the river flows southwest, said, and I quote, "I've never seen a slick there," end quote. On October 3rd, the DEP workers declined to be identified, but said they were called about the contaminant and were about to start tracing it north to figure out where it came from. Vasquez says the area has always teemed with wildlife, such as ducks and raccoons, and she once saw a bobcat cross the river. She found the presence of the pollution troubling. She said, and I quote, "That's really sad to see," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.